trolling for trash, gutter politics. Those words today from White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan, describing calls from Democrats for more records from President Bush's service in the National Guard during the Vietnam War. Yesterday, the White House released documents showing the president was paid for serving in the Alabama Air National Guard during 1972 and 73. Walter Robinson has been looking into the president's military records since before the 2000 election. He's editor of the Boston Globe's investigative unit, and Robinson says the records released yesterday do not put the issue to rest.
It actually muddies the water quite a bit, and the reason for that is that the commanders of the unit in Alabama, where he was temporarily supposed to do duty, have no recollection, no memory that he ever showed up there. And the commander said flatly 4 years ago that he didn't. The other problem is that his two commanders in Houston, which was his home base, and one of them was a friend, wrote on May 2, 1973, that they had not observed or seen him at the unit in the prior 12 months. These records released yesterday show that he actually did duty at that base in Houston at the same time as commanders were saying he was nowhere around.
Now, just to a point of order here, we're talking about service in two separate states, Texas and Alabama. Could you just quickly explain that?
Yes. Bush was a pilot with a unit in Houston, Texas. And because in 1972 he went to Alabama for a number of months to work on a U.S. Senate campaign, he got permission to do so-called equivalent duty at a National Guard unit in Montgomery, Alabama. The problem is he got to Alabama and he did no duty in May, June, July, August, or September. He did one weekend in October, 4 days in November, according to these records, nothing in December, and nothing in February and March after he got back to Houston. So most of the month he did nothing at all.
Did nothing at all. Now, what other kinds of documents might there be that would prove that he actually showed up for service and would show us what unit he performed with, where he served, and what exactly he was doing?
Well, the documents that we got yesterday, according to the White House, are all that they have for these periods. In prior years, when he was quite active, the logs of his attendance were in his records, and they show each week how many days he worked and how many points he got. The documents that came out yesterday only contain a summary of the points for that year.
Now, those who have been raising questions about the president's military service say that these pay stubs alone don't prove that he actually showed up for duty. But from what I understand, it's quite difficult in the National Guard to get paid if you actually didn't show up.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily the case. There clearly have been instances, and one detailed by Richard Cohen in his column yesterday in the Washington Post, where for 2 years of his National Guard duty, he didn't show up and he got paid. Nobody has suggested in this case that Lieutenant Bush didn't show up and got paid.
So for right now, it's just a mystery as to how all these dates seem to square, his service in Texas and his service in Alabama.
Right, and some of the mystery obviously is understandable. We're talking about something that happened more than three decades ago, and the memories fade. The Democrats have made much of the fact that in the last 4 years, nobody has come forward from either Alabama or Texas to say they remember George Bush coming to duty on these dates in 1972 and 1973. On the other hand, he was the next guy in the same color uniform at the time, and he wasn't president of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson.
Thank you, Michelle.
Walter Robinson is the editor for the Boston Globe's investigative unit.